This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healers from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about rationalizing the behavior of a toxic or narcissistic person. Woo. Y'all, this is a big one right here, y'all. Because this is why I talk to so many people, y'all. So many people send me comments, messages. My inbox is overflowing. My emails are blowing. I'm just like, good. I can't keep up with it all, y'all, first of all. So if you do decide to send me a message or email, keep it short to the point. Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But I can't read a 10-page story. I just don't have time to do that. I have the wife, 3 kids. I'm trying to do videos and show how I'm just, I have a lot. But one of the main questions is, the main topic is rationalization. People want to rationalize the behavior of an unrational, narcissistic person. You can't do that, y'all. That's what I'm here for. Let me show you the rationalization behind it, because sometimes people want to rationalize the behavior of somebody that's treating them badly so you can empathize with them, so you can understand where they are coming from. And you use that rationalization to stay in these toxic situations. Oh, well, the reason he's emotionally stunted because his mom treated him bad when he was 7. Starting at 8 years old, he had to be the man of the house, and his mom started treating him terribly. So he doesn't know how to connect emotionally to people. So I'm going to be there for him. Like, okay, you just rationalized it, but then you ended it with, I'm going to be there for him. I'm going to be a ride or die. I'm going to stick through this. That doesn't work, y'all. I know people are going to come in here and be like, well, Lee, you proved that it works. It does not work. I'm working on me. Y'all, I keep saying this repeatedly. My wife can literally walk in this door right now on camera and just like, we ran a good fight, and we need to go our separate ways. Cool. Will it hurt me? Yeah, it hurt me, but like, I'm still going to go to therapy. I'm still going to work on me. I'm still going to do these videos. Probably from a place of anger, but I'm still going to do these videos. You know, I won't stop doing the video. I won't stop working on me if she chooses to leave or chooses to stay. That's the difference. You can tell somebody that you can stick with somebody through the thickest and the thinnest of times. You're going to have it through the thick and thin. You're going to have a lot more thin times than thick times if you're dealing with a narcissist. The thick times will be thick, like three H's, thick, THHHICK, thick, with an exclamation point. But the thin times will be thin, T, lowercase T, lowercase H, EYEN, thin, like, I don't know, y'all. It's gonna be super thin, y'all. So when the thin times come, the narcissistic person is going to expect you to stick through the thin times, because that 1 or 2 thick times were great. They want to live off the interest from that original deposit of thickness. of thickness. That's what I'm saying, y'all. When you try to rationalize it to stay through the terrible times, the cheating, the manipulation, the verbal, mental, sometimes physical abuse, when you choose to stay through that, you don't get them arrested for the physical stuff. You don't file a police report for the physical stuff. When they leave you, which they probably will, when they leave you and get a clean slate with somebody else, you're going to be angry as hell at yourself. And you're going to be angry at them, but you're also going to be angry with yourself because you put up with it. Because you tried to rationalize the behavior. They told me, and the way the narcissist gets you to try to rationalize with them is we will share our trauma with you. We'll tell you exactly what we've been through. We'll introduce you to the person who put us through it. Typically, one of our parents. You'll meet our parents. I talked to so many people. Yeah, I met his dad, and his dad is a raging, full-blown narcissist. So I understand why he does the stuff that he does. Okay, you understand it, but it doesn't make it okay. You can rationalize it, but it doesn't make it okay. The pain, hurt, trauma that somebody else has went through does not give them the right to treat you the same way, to treat you terribly. It just doesn't. And you cannot outlove. You cannot outlast the trauma that made somebody a toxic or narcissistic person. You don't have the ability to do that. That is me, not me being derogatory, telling you that you're powerless and you don't have the strength. You just do not have the ability to correct a personality disorder or work through the trauma somebody else has experienced. How are you going to work through that trauma? They're taking their trauma out on you. They're not working through it. I'm pretty sure if I last another 5 years with this person, they're going to work through that trauma. They're not working through the trauma with you. They're taking it out on you. You are now their emotional punching bag. They come home and hit the bag every day. They get up in the morning, hit the bag every day. Maybe not physically, but they emotionally punch you every single day. God, why am I with you? You are terrible looking. God, you've put on weight. God, you are useless. God, you're not as smart as you think you are. God, your job is terrible. God, there's so many better men out there and I chose you. God, there's so many.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Women, somebody told me more fish in the sea and I chose you. There are better women out there than you, right? I chose you. You should be lucky that I chose you. Boom. They emotionally hit you because they ain't being emotionally hit. We as narcissists could not defend ourselves in our youth from the trauma that we experienced. We could not do that. We didn't have the ability to do that now. But guess what we can do now? We're big, strong adults now. Big men. You know, big, strong women. We grown up. We can defend ourselves against you. We can do it against mama or daddy. Or grandma or whoever put us through it. But guess what we can do? We can defend it against you. We can take it out on you. You are now the emotional punching bag. We didn't have an emotional punching bag when we were growing up. When we were 7 years old, we can only turn to ourselves. We developed this disorder. This disorder kicked in, developed a different sense of self, a different ego to kick in to protect us, our self-defense mechanism. Oh, they don't mean it. They don't mean it. I know she said that, but she doesn't mean it. That's your mom. She loves you. Then you rationalize the behavior because your mom loves you. Dad loves you. They really love you. They're not there for you emotionally or physically, but they really love you, right? So when you grow up, you don't have those emotional coping skills or connecting skills. So you take it out on the people that choose to be with you, that choose to love you and care for you. You take it out on them. And the person that you're taking it out on, you told them what you've been through. So that person feels sorry for you. They're an empath. They feel sorry for you. They connect to your energy. They're codependent. They can't live without you. So they connect to your energy, want to be around you all the time. You don't have the ability to heal this person, y'all. You just do not. Love can, I know people gonna be in my comment section. You know what can heal though? God. Yes, God. You are not a God. God can heal, but you are not a God. You can pray to God every single night for guidance. God, I pray for guidance. I pray for strength. Like, please let me know what I need to do. Please heal this man that I'm with. Please heal this toxic woman that I choose to spend the rest of my life with. Please heal them. And God will give you an exit. God will open the door and tell you to leave. He's like, wait, this is an exit. Like some screenshots of falling to your lap and them cheating on you. God, this God, like, there's no reason this screenshot came to me. That person might send you a text that's meant for their affair partner. There's no reason I should have got this text. There's no reason I should be in a group mess with my husband and his affair partner, his mistress. There's no reason I should be in this group mess with my wife and the guy from the gym. There's no reason I should have got this message, but I did. You prayed last night. God sent you that message, and guess what you do? You turn a blind eye to it. You stay through that. And then God, you keep praying to God. God keep giving you signs and stuff, directions to leave, and you keep staying. You keep going against what if the will of God is telling you to leave? But you want to rationalize it. Well, I'm a rationalize. I'm just work hard through the cheating. You know what? Cheating sometimes makes couples stronger. No, the hell it doesn't. When is infidelity made a couple stronger? Y'all give me some. I could be wrong. Give me some examples. Like, I'm not your regular average run-of-the-mill narcissist. I'm open to some examples. I won't take your stuff as criticism, even though it might get on my nerves. If you post an example, like, Lee, here's an example, it's going to get on my nerves. But I'm open to reading it. I might still disagree with you, but I'll be open to reading it. It's going to get on my nerves. I see it like, oh, my goodness. Here you go. You know what I mean? You're a little Miss Sunshine and drop the disagreement in the comment section. God's favor. What about that? I see people's names all the time popping up. But yeah, y'all. Stop trying to rationalize the behavior of an abusive person if you're going to use it to stay. I'll say that. Rationalize it can help you move on and understand that you can't heal that person, but don't rationalize it in an ability to state that you can do more. Maybe if I give them, maybe if I love a little harder, maybe if I give a little bit more of my life, maybe I give a little bit more of my energy, that'll help them. It won't. You're going to waste your time, waste your energy, waste your effort, and waste your life. And you'll be mad as hell at the narcissist for being themselves, for sharing, for putting you through all this stuff. But then you go, you can't put all the blame on it. I keep telling people, like, this is not me being victim blaming. But you, if you put all the blame on that person, it doesn't let you heal in the way that you need to heal. It doesn't. You have to take back your power, blame more effectively. That video did not go over well, and I posted that video very, very recently because I think people thought I was trying to blame them. Like, you stayed. No, there's a part of that. I ain't gonna get into it. When I go live, my live videos will be a little bit more darker now, y'all. I'm starting, starting like a little group, a little Patreon group or something. I don't know, y'all. I'm about to change the format up. I have to. But yeah, don't rationalize it if you're gonna use it to stay in an abusive situation. Please don't do that, y'all. And please don't use me to rationalize to stay, because that would get on my damn nerves, and I just quit doing this. I promise you. Like, Lee, you made me stay, and I got hurt. Nope. I'm going to delete it and block you. Nope. Nope. Because I'm here telling you right now out of my mouth that you can't do it. Or you go against me, then yeah, cool. You went against me. You know? Anyways, y'all. Sorry, I'm in a mood today. Y'all was hot in here. I got to go turn the heat down. I got a 1-on-1 in like 15 seconds, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Hood, this is out. Peace. Like and subscribe for more. Peace. My podcast is, I got 3, 4. Hey, like and subscribe for more. But follow my YouTube channel if y'all haven't already. And hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music and Spotify. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.